fantastic job there moving the ball offensively and holding them defensively. So all around, it was a pretty good job.
You know, offensively, great numbers there. Just about got catching up to 100 yards. And again, was it 21 to 31, I believe, Colton was passing the ball. But we go back to that old line, second time in three games, no sacks.
Yep, I mean, kudos to them guys. They're doing a fantastic job, and our running backs, too, for that fact. They're coming out, helping them with that pass pro stuff, and they're doing a great job. You know, we preach that all week, and we do a fantastic job during practice. So we just got to continue to, you know, keep those guys off our quarterback and give them those throwing lanes so we can make those plays and get it out to our skill guys.
And defensively, as he mentioned, Brookings basically had that one drive right at the, first half where we ended up with the pick six at the end of the half. But other than that, boy, you know, our defense pretty much dictated the whole thing. And there's a couple times off the turnovers, Brookings had good field position.
Yep. I mean, we gave them field position on those turnovers, but our defense did a fantastic job. You know, with Kobe Hofer and Holden Hag in the middle there and keeping them a little more fresh for defense last week, I think it benefited us a lot just because they do a heck of a job on filling stuff and being in the center of our defense there. So we just got to continue to work and find those guys time and get them space and just continue to stay tough on defense like we did against Brookings.
Now Sturgis comes in for homecoming tonight. Looks to me they had some pretty big losses off of last year's team. They had a pretty big senior group, a lot of experienced guys, but yet here they come in 2-1. So, you know, I think they throw a little different look than what they maybe showed last year.
Yeah, I mean, they spread the ball kind of like we do a little bit, but they like to run. Their quarterback's a good runner, so, I mean, he'll give us fits, so we just got to try to find a way to contain him. Even on their pass plays, he's not afraid to step up and find a lane. So we just got to be able to, you know, kind of hone in on their quarterback and, you know, just continue to do what we do. You know, our defense likes playing a spread team just because it kind of opens up our defensive playbook for them instead of sitting down in the box the whole time. So I think our guys on defense are excited and, you know, give them a little more opportunity, a little more space to run around this week.
And, of course, the golden question, your favorite week of the season, a homecoming week. I know when we talked earlier this week, you said you felt the kids have kept their focus pretty well, but, boy, you've really got to be going here come kickoff time.
Yep, I mean, these kids really got to learn to focus in and forget about all that noise and the extra stuff for right now, and we just got to be ready to play our game because, you know, our kids got one goal, and you hear about it all the time, especially homecoming, you know, about ringing that bell. So, you know, I've told them each day this week, if they want to ring that bell, you know, they got to forget about all that stuff and lose the noise and block it out and just focus on our jobs at hand and worry about the next play.
Finally, Sturgis, and I said this about Brookings last week, Sturgis looks a lot like us, really, when you look at roster, look at personnel and everything. We certainly had a wild game on their homecoming last year where we stole one from them, and they're probably thinking about that a bit.
Yep, I'm sure they're coming in looking for revenge, just like what we did last season. So, you know, we can't forget about what happened last year on that crazy ending, and we got to find a way, hopefully, to not have an ending like that. But, you know, it's football, and it's exciting, and, you know, that was a good win for our guys last season, and hoping we can just continue that. And, you know, since we got one win under our belt, I'm hoping that we can just take this and start a winning streak here this week and just go after it and go get what we want and go take it.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. Homecoming football coming up. We have lineups and more, and opening kickoff is around the corner on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
South Dakotans, due to the recent flood, hail, and windstorms, many of you have damage and are in need of making repairs. When it comes to making the decision of who to hire to complete the repairs, you should always check with the Department of Revenue to ensure they're licensed to do business in South Dakota. And you should check with Consumer Protection to see if any complaints have been filed against the company. And finally, never sign anything until you read all the details. Rule of thumb, when someone knocks on your door to sell you a product or service, they need to provide you with a 3-day right to cancel. Go to consumersd.gov and look under Transient Vendors for call 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
My name is Peyton Bischoff. I am number 14 for the Huron Tigers, and I play wide receiver.
Cassian Caudill, number 15, running back, outside linebacker.
Ethan Bush, number 21, wide receiver and safety.
Gavin Moding, number 23, wide receiver and defensive back.
CJ Ganey, number 18, wide receiver, defensive back.
Tyson Fitzer, number 24, wide receiver, linebacker.
Holden Haig, number 32, middle linebacker, tight end.
Ethan Olson, 42, safety, running back.
Okay, two, number 51, offensive line, defensive end.
William Davis, 54, DN, and left tackle.
Jake Shear, 60, O-line, D-line.
Lockbaugh, 2, 65, offensive and defensive lineman.
Connor Johnson, 75, right guard, DN.
D. Jackson Reynolds, number 78, O-line, D-line.
Brian Ramirez, a.k.a. Chumley, number 79, offensive guard and nose tackle.
Nick Kleinsaucer, number 89, and kicker.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We're back at Tiger Stadium. Get set for homecoming football. Sturgis Coopers here on Tigers. Here's the starters on offense for Sturgis. Chris Koletsky, their head coach. The quarterback is Aiden Hederman. He is a senior. Our running back is Owen Udiger. He is a senior. Three wide receivers, Tegan Wormstead, a junior. Byron Holt, a senior, and Jaden Blair, a junior. Tight end is Dalen DeShock. He is a junior. The lineman for the Scoopers. And, of course, I lost that sheet of paper. There it is. Center is Caleb Weisar. He is a senior. The guards, Aiden Werlinger, a senior, and Gunner Sarkella, a junior. Sarkella, I hope I get that right. And tackles, Connor Schmidt, a junior, and Zach Jules, a senior. For the Huron Tigers, Drew Strand, their head coach. Here's how they'll start on offense. The line tackles are Liam Davis, a senior, Hunter Fenske, a sophomore. Guards, seniors Brian Ramirez, Connor Johnson. Center is senior, the Jackson Reno. Wide receiver, C.J. Ganey, senior. Logan Leyendecker, junior. Gavin Moding, a senior. Tight end, senior Holden Haig. Running back is senior Cashin Caudill. And the quarterback is junior Colton McNeil. Those are the starting lineups for both teams here. Again, gorgeous night for high school football. There's a little breeze going left to right on the radio dial tonight. That's north to south. I don't know if that'll have much of an impact, and I would also think that will most likely see that breeze die off once the sun goes down. Right now, the Sturgis stands there looking directly into the daylight. And, of course, we have a huge crowd here. We always do, but huge crowd here again for homecoming. Good to see it. You can hear the Huron High School band playing in the background as well. Just a lot of fun here. It's always fun for homecoming. And getting set for this homecoming football game. Looks like we're about ready for the national anthem. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, then return here to Tiger Stadium. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off a child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Forish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
And good evening. We're back at Tiger Stadium ready for the flip. They had a flyover during the national anthem. I don't remember that ever happening before. That was a nice touch to the homecoming festivities. As I said, just a huge crowd here tonight on the west stands for this homecoming game. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game today, referee is Scott Andahl. Head linesman, Pat Dockendorf. Line judge is John Kohler, umpire Greg Clute, and the back judge Nicholas Schultz. They are the law on the field, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Here on All in Black, they did this last year on homecoming. This might be the homecoming tradition here moving forward. I think the only time they plan to wear all black uniforms, usually at home, they wear the orange tops with the black pants. So All in Black, I think there's a number or two that might be changed because of that, but I think we got all that information tracked down. So getting everybody lined up here. Looks like Sturgis has won the toss, and they deferred. So Huron will get the ball to start off the game, and Sturgis will kick with the wind. Again, there is a little bit of a breeze. It's not a huge one, but Huron will get the ball first here to start off this homecoming football game. So here on All in Black with white numbers and some orange piping, some white trim, and Sturgis all in white with big black numbers and some black lettering. And again, I commend the Sturgis uniforms. Don't mess around. Make it so everybody can see the numbers. And it's black numbers on a white jersey. You can't get more of a contrast than that. And again, I like it when schools and the uniform companies themselves see, yeah, this is the way we should do it. Back deep to receive for the Huron Tigers, Ethan Bush and also Thackeray Hansen. Thackeray, one of the number switches for tonight. Instead of wearing his number 9, he's wearing number 16. And they are set to receive the kick off to my right. Kicking off for Sturgis will be their sophomore running back, Sully Jost. So he will have a little bit of a breeze behind him. And starting a little bit before 7 o'clock, our homecoming football game, ready to go here from Tiger Stadium. I'm Jeff Duffy. We're going solo tonight. Corky not able to make it. Going to be a squib kick and goes right into the front man. That was Riley Winiger. It bounced off him and Riley popped on top of it. I don't know if that was actually supposed to be an onside kick. I think it was supposed to be more of a squib, but boy, that was close. Riley Winiger, the sophomore, though, it kind of bounced off him, and he alertly got right back on top of it. And because of that, Huron's got great field position to open the game at their own 48-yard line. Again, it looked more like a squib than an onside kick, but it basically turned out to be that with Huron recovering, and they'll be first and 10 for Colton McNeil and the Tiger offense. Motion comes moting. And inside handoff, Caudill, and boy, not much. He gets maybe a yard, maybe two on the play as he ran into one of those big linemen in the middle for Sturgis. Aaron Moravitz on the stop for the scooper, or for the Scoopers, and it'll be second and nine for Huron. Boy, looked like had some momentum there. Had some momentum to catch, and all of a sudden, boy, that just closed up in a hurry. Second down and nine from the 49 for Huron. And again, handoff, sweeping wide right is Caudill. He'll get a forward to about the 45, and that'll set up a third and four for Huron. The tackle made by Dalen DeShock. And it'll make a third and about four for Huron. Third and four from the 45-yard line. And so a big play here early on. Huron in Sturgis territory. They go slot left, one receiver right. Shotgun, McNeil to pass, straight drop, will throw far side, and Moding there makes the catch inside the 40. It'll be a first down for the Huron Tigers. So just a simple out. Moding had quite a bit of separation there, and Huron with the first down all the way up to the 36-yard line, a gain of nine, and Huron with their first down of the game. So from the 36-yard line of Sturgis, Huron trying to piece together an opening drive. Again, the squib kick gave Huron good field position. Slot left, one receiver right, wing right, and the handoff. No, McNeil going to keep it, trying to turn the corner, and he's caught back for a 6-7 yard loss, as that did not fool the big lineman, Aiden Werlinger. Just cut through, and McNeil pulled it out, and there was no place to go. A big loss on the play all the way back to the 42, loss of six. It'll be second and 16 for Huron from the 42-yard line. I know they're trying to get Colton McNeil to run the ball a little bit more, pull it out from Caudill, and that's what happened there, but Werlinger was right on top of it. Second and long from the 42-yard line, shotgun formation for McNeil. He looks right, short drop, and it's caught by Leyendecker at the 35. Got the loss yardage back, and it's going to be third and 10 for Huron after the gain of six. Just a quick short out. And third and 10 for Huron from the 36-yard line. I could envision this being two-down territory if they don't get there on third down. We played about 2.5 minutes here of the first quarter, opening drive of the game for the Huron Tigers. Two receivers go right, one left, and Bubba Peterson's in a wing to the left. And shotgun again for Colton McNeil. McNeil, handoff up the middle, Caudill trying to turn the corner, has a block, cuts back against the grain, and he'll get about 5 yards, maybe six, and it's going to be fourth and about four as the tackle by Werlinger from behind. And Huron will go for it. No surprise there. It's fourth and four at the Sturgis 30-yard line. As Caudill gets 6 yards on the play. So fourth and four from the 30-yard line for the Huron Tigers. Big early play here for both teams. Huron would like to keep the drive going. Trips right on fourth down, but they're going to go left. Stop route, and Ganey makes the catch. And he's got the first down. Just a quick stop route. Make sure he got the first down. And Huron has their second first down as Ganey just went to a knee and caught it at the 23. Gain of seven. First and 10 for Huron at the Sturgis 23-yard line. It is 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. KIJV, AM-FM, Huron. Trips to the right. One receiver left. Shotgun for McNeil. McNeil again looking to throw over the middle, and was that intercepted? Nope, incomplete. It was behind the intended receiver, Bush. Sure is a miscommunication or exactly what was going on there, but a break for Huron, that's all it was an incomplete. First incompletion of the game for Huron. It'll be second and 10 from the 23-yard line. Stops the clock with 8:10 to go in the first quarter. No score in the opening possession of the game. Two receivers left, one right. Shotgun for McNeil. Wing to the right. Motion comes Moting. They'll flip it to him. He wants to turn the corner. Got a nice block from Caudill. Slips. He's got the sideline to the 15. Cuts back in. 10. Hops over. Guy knocked out of bounds. It'll be first and goal for Huron. Caudill was leading the way, and a good job of Moting just letting Cashin make his block until he got to where he needed to go. The carry goes to the 7. Gain of 16 for Moting. It'll be first and goal for Huron from the Sturgis 7-yard line. Two receivers right, one left. Wing left, shotgun for McNeil. McNeil, handoff, Caudill. Cuts up the left hash. He's got some room inside the 5. Touchdown! Caudill, a 7-yard touchdown run, and Huron in just over 4 minutes goes down the field and scores. Huron with the lead, 6-0, 7:54 to go in the first quarter. So 4 minutes, 6 seconds, and again, good field position for Huron as the squib kick. Again, I just don't think that was actually a onside kick, but it kind of worked out that way for Huron. Kleinsasser on the kick, the extra point. Snap is there. The kick is up and just alley-oops over the bar. 7-0 Huron. 7:54 to go first quarter. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Is hiring cook, bartender, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron opening drive, 52 yards. They score on a 7-yard run by Cash and Caudill, and 7-0 Huron leading. Now they'll kick off to Sturgis. Sturgis has three guys back deep to receive on the kick, and Kleinsasser will be going into the wind. And again, the kickoff team has had a few struggles this year for the Huron Tigers. Kleinsasser will boot it. Line drive kick and will go over Joe's head into the end zone. Touchback. That's a way to prevent a kickoff return. Kick it into the end zone. Touchback. It'll be first and 10 for Sturgis at their own 20-yard line. Almost forgot I have to do tackles because Corky's not here. So we'll work our way through that. First and 10 for the Sturgis Scoopers. Again, their quarterback is Aiden Hederman. Running back is Owen Udigger. Hederman, a very good athlete. He is a state champion hurdler. They go shotgun, a back on each side on first and 10. And they'll hand it off left. Udigger, he's got a little steam going past the 25. He'll get a first down all the way up to the 31-yard line. Just ran a sweep to the left. And, boy, he runs hard. He runs low. Tackle made by C.J. Gainey. And a quick first down on an 11-yard gain for Sturgis. Udigger with 11 yards. First and 10 now from the 31-yard line. Again, shotgun formation. Now a little crisscross there. Yost up the middle, and that doesn't fool Huron. At best, he got back to the line of scrimmage. There's three or four black jerseys there. Colby Hofer is on the bottom of that pile. Connor Johnson got a hand in it on as well. And gain of one on the play for Yost. It'll be second and 9, Sturgis, from their own 32-yard line. 5 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Huron scored first on the opening drive, 7-0. Sturgis again goes shotgun with a back on each side of Hederman and two receivers left, one right. And Hederman to pass will swing it out to the flat. And Udigger going to be caught by Gainey. That'll be a loss on the play. Good open field tackle by C.J. Gainey. Gainey with a couple of tackles here to open things up. Loss on the play. And that's going to set up third and 11, loss of 2 on the play, 3rd and 11 for Sturgis from the 30-yard line. They go trips left and the shotgun for Hederman on third and long. You're on showing blitz. Here it comes. Hederman will throw over the middle and in and out of the hands. It was bobbled by Blair. Looks like that's one Jaden should have had. There was a little traffic there on that pass play, but still a break for Huron as Blair had it in the hands and could not hang on. Fourth down, Sturgis will bring the punt unit in. Moting and Bush are back deep to receive for the Huron Tigers. I believe as Hederman is the punter, so you always got to be aware of that. Not necessarily now, but not a very good snap. But, boy, everybody just peeled back. Nobody came after the punt. And Moting lets it bounce and is going to take a big Sturgis roll inside the 15 and all the way down to the 10. That is a, let's see, 40, 50. That is a 60-yard punt for Hederman. And he flips the field for sure. It'll be here on ball, first and 10 at their own 10-yard line. That's when I think Gavin Moting's got to come up and field. And again, now nobody rushed on the Huron line. It almost looked like Hederman could just went straight up the field and maybe get the first down because everybody had their backs turned. 7-0 Huron. But now they start at their own 10-yard line, first and 10 with 6:08 to go in the first quarter. Two receivers left and a wing to the left on first and 10. McNeil, ball fake, will get the bubble going to Gainey. Cuts back into the middle of the field. Gets around one tackler, leans forward to the 15-yard line. Gainey will get about 6 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 4. Or second and 5, we'll call it, for Huron. That's right, we started at the 10, not the 9. Second down and 5 for Huron from the 15-yard line. We're inside of 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Huron up 7-0 and have the ball for the second time. Second and 5 from the 15. Leyendecker wide right. Gainey and Moting to the left. Moting in the slot. He'll come in motion. And back up the middle is Caudill. He plows forward and looks like he'll be a yard or two short. They had the jet sweep action going with Moting and then just slipped it around to a Caudill and catching up to the 19. That's going to set up third and 1, gain of 4 for Caudill. So big play here for the Sturgis defense. Would like to get Huron's punt unit on the field, but third and 1, and Thackeray Hansen in the backfield for Huron on this third down play, and he'll take the handoff up the middle. He'll squirt forward. First down. Keeps the legs churning all the way up to the 25 to the 26. Contact came about at the 21-22, and Thackeray got an extra 4 or 5 yards. 7-yard gain, and Huron with the first down. 4 first downs in the first quarter for the Huron Tigers. Thackeray, a speed guy, but he showed power. He kept those legs moving. And he took some tacklers with him. First and 10 from the 26-yard line for the Huron Tigers. In slot left, one receiver right, shotgun. And again, Hansen wants to go wide right, turn the corner, but, oh, well played by the defensive back, Gavin Sundstrom. I believe he's their free safety. He read it, and he drops Hansen for a loss of at least 2 on the play. Maybe 3. It's going to be second and long for Huron as Caudill comes back into the backfield. You see where they spot the ball, and they're actually back at the 23, so that's a loss of 3 on the play. Well, right now, going wide, it looks like Sturgis pretty much has that covered on the run game. Second and 13 for Huron, back at the 23-yard line. Slot left, one receiver right, shotgun for McNeil. Colton the pass, will throw over the middle, pass complete. Bubba Peterson took a big hit at the 34-yard line, but hung on. He took a lick from Gavin Sundstrom. That'll set up a third and short for Huron. Again, Bubba, give him credit. He held on to that. Gain of 11 on the play. That'll set up third and 2 for Huron from their own 34-yard line. 3:12 to go, first quarter. Huron up 7-0. Second possession for Huron. And inside handoff, Caudill. First down and more. Bounces off. Turns the corner. 40. And up to the 44-yard line. Gain of 10 on the play. Tackle made by Hederman along with Blair. And here on getting the run game going a little better here in what they've had the past couple of weeks. Gain of 10 on the play for Cowdell. And here on now with five first downs here in the first quarter. We're inside of 3 minutes to go. First quarter, Huron's dominated time of possession. Sturgis did get a first down on their first possession, but it was on their first down play. And then after that, Huron's defense held. Back to pass. McNeil, he'll come the corner. He's got some room. A flag on the play, and McNeil will just go out of bounds. This is going to come back. I'm sure it's a hold against the Huron Tigers. It was as McNeil was starting to come out of the pocket to his left. So that'll be the first penalty marker of the game. We'll go against the Huron Tigers. 10-yard penalty. We'll set up first and 20 for Huron back at the 34-yard line. Again, this is where the new rule comes into play. In the past, they would have walked it off from the spot of the foul, which is the 38. But instead, they go to the line of scrimmage. So instead of the ball being spotted at the 28, it's being spotted at the 34. Gain of, or that's a difference of 6 yards. And again, it's a rule that just totally makes sense. So first and 20 for Huron at their own 34-yard line. As McNeil, he comes to the sideline every play to talk to Coach Strand. First and 20 from the 34-yard line. Shotgun formation and fake it to Moding. Looking deep, there's some pressure, and McNeil just got to get rid of it. He'll heave it to the sideline. Threw it away as he was being had pressure going at the hands of Noah Schaefer's. Incomplete, and that's going to set up second and 20 from the 34-yard line. Second and 20 from the 34-yard line. Just got a note. Royce Lewis has hit another grand slam. What's that, four now for the rookie this year and like four in the last month? Twins lead over the White Sox. Second and 20 from the 34-yard line. Slot right, one receiver left, McNeil to pass, trying to set up that screen up the middle to get it to Haig, but it's snuffed out nicely by Sturgis. It'll be a gain of about 5 yards on the play. Over there immediately was Calvin Kettleson, the linebacker for Sturgis. He read that well and kept it to a minimal gain. Gain of 5 yards on the play, set up third and 15 for Huron. From their own 39-yard line, we're down to a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Huron 7, Sturgis 0. Sturgis has a lineman running off quickly. Huron goes trips right, one receiver left. On third and long, McNeil straight drop. He'll throw over the middle, pass complete, but it'll be short of the first down, just a very short gain. It was a crossing pattern by Bush, and he'll get maybe three or four on the play as in on the stop. Jake Krogh, among others, for Sturgis, and Huron will have to bring the punt unit in. It'll be fourth and 9, so a gain of 6 on the play. That looked like that was a pass that Sturgis was going to give Huron. And Colby Hofer will be back to punt. And back to receive is Sully Jost for Sturgis. Low snap, scooped up, no rush anyway. Nice high kick. Jost will field it at the 23-yard line. Drop the ball, picks it back up, and he's still running. Hits that far sideline. He's got some room to go. Finally knocked out of bounds about the 40. He bobbled it, picked it up. Flag comes in at the end of the play. I believe the tackle for the Huron Tigers was Hayden Sherson. A flag came in after the play was pretty much over. And reaction from the Huron side of the field makes them think it's on the Huron Tigers. It'll be Sturgis ball. Late hit on Huron. I didn't catch who the number was, if it was Sherson or not. I think he had the tackle, so they'll tack on 15, and Sturgis is going to start this drive on the Huron side of the field. First and 10. So 15-yard penalty will take it up to this Huron 45. So it ends up being a pretty nice return, and that came when It was bobbled to begin. And Sturgis, a nice opportunity here. They'll have it at the Huron 45, first and 10. Again, 26 seconds to go, first quarter. Two receivers right, one left. Now there's a shift. Tight end goes right to left. That's DeShock. They're in the shotgun. And inside handoff, Jost. He'll turn the corner. He's got some room past the 40. He'll get about 8 yards on the play, and that will probably end the first quarter, as Haig was over there defensively for Huron to make the stop. Going to be gain of 8. It'll be second and 2 for Sturgis. From the 37-yard line, they'll let the clock run out. Into the first quarter, Huron 7, Sturgis 0. Sturgis, though, in Huron territory, will take a timeout. 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Second and 2 for Sturgis, and Jost gets caught in the backfield, keeps the legs driving, and finally they whistle it dead. Jost shows some power there. He got caught a couple yards behind the line, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage. As in on the stop, Bubba Peterson. Got some help as well from Mason Juergens. Boy, he showed some strength there and actually got up. Again, it should have been a 2 or 3 yard loss, but Huron had to gang tackle him. So third and 2 for Sturgis from the Huron 37-yard line. Again, they shift the tight end. Two receivers right, one left. I would expect a run here because they've run the ball well. And it is Joe Slip, but he still goes up the middle. He has the first down, down to the 31-yard line. Tackle on the bottom made by Holden Haig. Again, he slipped as he was coming out of his stance, but still able to get the ball down to the 31-yard line, gain of 6. That'll be the second first down of the game for Sturgis. We're early second quarter here on leading 7-0. Sturgis, though, is driving. They have trips right, one receiver left on first and 10. Hederman will throw short. Pass is complete up the middle to Shock. Pass the 25 down to the 24. Catch and Caudell on the stop for Huron, but they'll get a nice chunk of yardage there. About gain of 7 yards on the play. And second down and 3 from the 24-yard line. Sturgis driving here. The penalty on the punt helps set things up for the Scoopers. Hederman on second and short will ride it. He'll hand it off. Joe's coming around. He's got the first down and more. Oh, did he get hit by Caudell at the 18? Still a first down, but that was a collision between Caudell and Jost. But it is a first down for Sturgis to the 18-yard line. Gain of 5, and Sturgis, well, they like to run the ball, and, well, they're doing it effectively right now. First and 10 for Sturgis from the Huron 18-yard line as they're driving on the Tigers. Trips right. Jost remains the back here by Hederman. And Jost goes left and head down. He'll get a couple of yards. Nice tackle there by Colby Hofer. Gain of a couple on the play. They get it to the 16. It'll be second and 8 for Sturgis from the 16-yard line of Huron. 9.5 minutes to go in the first half. Been a very quick first half so far. Trips right. Shotgun for Hederman. Trying to draw Huron off. There's no flag. And now finally they do throw the flag. Kind of interesting. They looked and they thought somebody was offside. And they looked around. And all of a sudden the flag comes out late. Boy, if you don't throw it right away, you think you need to throw it right away. Put it that way. Well, the officials are having a conference. They haven't made any call here as of yet. The official on the far side of the field threw the flag, and he hasn't been involved in the conference yet. So for now, it's second and eight from the 16, but the officiating crew having a discussion. They do call encroachment on Huron, and again, boy, that flag came out pretty late. It was like Sturgis looked around for a couple of seconds before all of a sudden the flag came out. So now instead of second and eight, it's going to be second and three for the Scoopers. They're at the Huron 11-yard line. So penalties have been an issue here for Huron. Hederman wants the pass. He's going to throw it to Jost, wide open. Touchdown. He slipped out of the backfield. Hey, he had a little late hit there, too, by one of the Sturgis linemen. They seem to let that go. But it is a touchdown for Sturgis, and they're an extra point away from tying it at 7-6 with 9:09 to go here in the first half. Sturgis will kick. Jost is the kicker for the Scoopers. 8-yard touchdown pass. And just kind of slipped out of the backfield, and he got away from the defender. Jost to kick the extra point. It is up. It is good. We're tied at 7. 9:09 to go. First half. We'll take a break here of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
On the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we are back in Tiger Stadium. Sturgis scores an 8-yard touchdown pass, and we're tied at 7. Both scoring drives for the two teams were set up with good field position. Sturgis on the opening kickoff did a squib that actually hit off one of the frontline guys for Huron, which Huron recovered. And Sturgis had a nice punt return, had 15 yards added onto it at the end. And then that set them up in Huron territory. Hansen and Bush are back deep to receive the kick from Jost. The sophomore does a lot of things for the Scooper team. Again, kind of a knuckle kick, going to be fielded at the 31-yard line. Caudell, he's up to the 40 and plows his way forward to the 47. And Huron will have some good field position, first and 10 near midfield. And again, Sturgis, they're not kicking away for whatever reason. And here on first and 10 at the Sturgis 47-yard line. Caudell, after returning the kick, he'll come off the field for a break. And Thackeray Hansen will begin this drive as the running back beside Colton McNeil. Hansen up the middle, runs into one of those big linemen, got back to the line, and that's it. As he ran into number 73, Aaron Moravitz. Sturgis is big across that line. Hansen back to the line. That's it. Caudell back into the backfield. It'll be second and 10 for Huron. Huron's had some success running the ball, but they haven't had a lot inside. Second and 10 from the 47 for Huron. 8.5 minutes to go in the first half. We're tied at 7. Shotgun for McNeil. Handoff Caudell. Again, nothing there as a linebacker came firing up. Calvin Kettleson just stopped that in its tracks. Basically no gain on the play again, and it's going to be third and 10. two runs, one by Hansen, one by Caudill, net 0 yards, third and 10 for Huron from their own 47-yard line. We're 8 minutes to go here in the first half, and we have moved by quickly here in this first half thus far. So third and 10 for Huron. Two receivers left, one right. McNeil looking left. He's going to throw short. It's complete. A big hit by Hederman, but hanging on, Gavin Moding. He's a little slow to get up. And that'll be a first down, I believe. Is there a flag on the play? Nope. Moding does come up under his own power, but he took a whack from Hederman. Or is it incomplete? What are we calling here? Did he not hang on to it? I thought he did. Well, we're moving back. Evidently, it is incomplete. So Hederman jars it out. Instead of a first down for Huron, it's fourth down, and Colby Hofer will have to punt the ball away. So Huron, three plays from their own 47. They get no yards. And then Moding took a thump, and he's talking to the training staff and the bench there behind the team. Here's the punt by Hofer. He'll do a short kick, go off to the left, takes a Huron roll to the 20. Inside the 20, will go out of bounds at about the 16 or 17. And we have some extracurricular downfield with a couple of players. We've seen a little bit of that from both teams. We just need to settle down and play football, I think. So punt for Huron, and Sturgis will have the ball first and 10 with 7:35 to go in the first half, tied at 7. And right now, Gavin Moding still sitting on the bench. He is taking a drink, but that obviously takes him off of defense as well. It'll be first and 10 for the Scoopers from their own 19-yard line. Again, 7:35 to go in the first half. So first and 10, here comes some motion. They'll hand it off to the motion man. Cuts back up the middle. Big gain again for Sturgis. About 8 yards. They're really running hard. That carry made by number 11, Byron Holt. And boy, it's Sturgis just getting big chunks running the ball. That's a gain of 9 on the play. It'll be second and 1 for the Scoopers from the 27-yard line. Second and 1 as we hit 7 minutes to go. Scoopers have been able to run the ball consistently. Second down and 1. Hederman in the shotgun. Will keep it himself. Hesitates. He'll go up the middle, and looks like he's got the first down. Got it by about a yard. Bubba Peterson on the bottom of that pile along with Caudill. And are they calling it a first down? Yeah, it has to be a first down. It was a 2-yard gain. They only needed one. So first down for Sturgis, their fourth here of the first half. They have a first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. 6.5 minutes to go here in the first half, tied at 7. Scoopers with the ball. Two receivers left, one right. Shotgun for Hederman. Here on showing blitz. Here comes the blitz. And going off to right, Udiger. And he'll break one tackle, but then get dropped after a gain of 1 or 2 on the play. Fitzer on the stop with some help from Haig for Huron. Gain of 2 on the play for Owen Udiger. It'll be second and 8 from the 32 for the Scoopers. We're midway through the second quarter, tied at 7. Sturgis possession. They'll come trips left. Nobody wide to the right. Hederman and the shotgun. Now they bring motion. And Hederman looks to the left. He's going to throw short. The pass complete. Boy, Caudill looked like he was in position, but it slipped through there. Catch made by Jaden Blair, and that might be it is a first down for the Sturgis Scoopers. Boy, it was a simple out. Boy, it looked like, again, Caudill was about in position. That's a gain of 9. And Sturgis moves the sticks. Another first down. And they're up to their own 41-yard line. They've quickly moved from their 19 to their 41. Two receivers left, two right. Shotgun, first and 10 from the 41. Hederman looks to pass. Looks right. Now they'll stop the play. Penalty marker out. And looks like this will be the first penalty of the game against the Sturgis Scoopers. Procedure on Sturgis. And it'll still be first down. Now first and 15 for Sturgis, back at their own 36-yard line. Tied at 7, midway through the second quarter. We have a slot left, one receiver right. Shotgun for Hederman on first and long. Long count by Hederman. And he's looking to pass, going to swing it out near side. Udiger's got some room, 35-40. Finally brought down from behind by Ofer, but all the way up to the 47-yard line. That'll be a gain of 11 on the play and set up a second and about 5 for the Scoopers. Again, boys, Sturgis, they get the ball, they go from point A to point B. They don't hesitate. It's actually about 2nd and 4, gain of 9 on the play, 2nd and 4 from the 47. You're on starting to crowd the line some, and there's encroachment. Brian Ramirez jumped, and that one's easy to see. Penalty will go on Huron. Fourth penalty, 35 yards on Huron, and that should give Sturgis a first down. So first down by penalty and put Sturgis in Huron territory. First and 10 at the 48-yard line. 5:05 to go in the first half. And Sturgis is moving the ball very efficiently, I might add. Trips right, one receiver left, first and 10 from the 48. Hederman straight drop. He's going to go to the near sideline, and the pass is intercepted. Logan Leyendecker had the inside position, intercepted it at the 8. And Huron will get the turnover, Logan Leyendecker. And that stops the drive. He had the perfect inside position. It was intended for Dawson Inhofer. But boy, Logan just had the inside position and took care of it. 4:49 to go in the first half. Huron will have the ball deep in their own territory, but they have the ball first and 10 at their own 9. With 4:49 to go in the first half. McNeil with the handoff coming out right side. Caudell head down and squirts out to maybe the 11-yard line. On the tackle, number 54, Noah Schaefers. And Caudell will get about 2, maybe 3 on the play. Yeah, he did get up to the 12. Gain of 3 on the play for Cashton. It'll be 2nd and 7 from the 12-yard line for the Huron Tigers. Clock rolls with 4:18 to go. Again, a very fast first half. We'll be a long halftime with Coronation Marching Band performing as well. Introduction of the Hall of Fame class. 2nd and 7, roll out on the play action. McNeil going to throw it long to Moding back into the game. Jump ball and it's out of bounds. One of the coaches caught it for Sturgis, but Colton was backpedaling on the play, and it would have been a jump ball if it would have been inbounds, but it was out of bounds. And sets up 3rd and 7 for Huron from the 12-yard line. Stops the clock. That's to Sturgis's advantage right now. 4 minutes exactly to go in the first half. Huron, after moving the ball in their first possession, well, I guess they did move the ball in their second, but ended up having to punt after holding it nearly 6 minutes. 3rd and 7 for Huron. McNeil, straight drop. Again, throws off his back foot. Long pass caught by Bush, and he's out to the 40. Boy, an ankle tackle made by Jaden Blair. If Blair doesn't make that, I think Bush is going for a while, but that's a gain of 28 yards and a first down for Huron with 3:52 to go in the first half. Ethan Bush caught it over the shoulder, and again, if that tackle is not made, I think Ethan's gone because there was nobody else back. And McNeil on his back foot put it right on target, 1st and 10. Handoff Caudell following Reno and Ramirez, and he plows forward up to the 46, gain of 6 on the play. You can see the two big seniors pulling and leading the way for Cashton. Gain of 6, it'll be 2nd and 4 for Huron from their own 46-yard line. Clock rolls with 3:12 to go in the first half. Both teams have their full complement of timeouts. Second and four. Caudill again up the middle, head down, and looks like he's a yard short of the first down. A tackle made by Connor Schmidt for the Scoopers. It's going to be third and one for Huron from the 49-yard line. Need to get the first down here. So a big call here for the Huron offense. We might get a timeout here just because Peterson started to come in and now came back off. And we don't have a play clock here. And well, the back judge not flicking the arm yet. Hand off Caudill through traffic. He'll get the first down into Sturgis territory up to the 47-yard line. Again, used his blockers as he followed Ramirez right off that left side. Gain of four on the play for Caudill, and Huron now in Sturgis territory, first and 10 from the 47. No huddle for Huron with 2:14 to go first half. And McNeil looking, he's going to have to drift out to the left. He's running hard, he's looking to throw. Pass complete, nope, knocked away. Another big hit by the Scoopers. They have been laying the wood on the Huron Tiger receivers. That time it was Leyendecker that really took a hit. He had it, but then lost it on the collision. Clock stops with 2:05 to go in the first half. Second and 10 for Huron. Huron changes some personnel with Bischoff and Bush coming in. Second down and 10 from the Sturgis 47-yard line. Trips left and going to swing it out. Caudill left side gets a kickout block from Bush, but cuts back to the middle and he'll get the first down. A great kickout block by Ethan Bush. And, oh, we got a one of our linemen down. Liam Davis is down back at the 45. So we're going to have an official's timeout for injury. And I think the officials may want to measure this. Looks like it's right at the sticks. But Liam Davis, the left tackle, still down. Like it is a first down for Huron, so a first down, but now we're going to have to go a little deeper into our lineman depth. Remember, OK2 was injured in the first half of the first game, and he's done for the season. Davis is up. He's doing a little limping on that left leg, but he is walking off under his own power. But we have to... Looks like we're coming in with number 77, Sean Myers. We'll move in at left tackle for Huron. Again, it is first and 10, nine first downs in the first half for Huron. We're at a minute 53 to go in the first quarter, and Huron has it first and 10 at the Sturgis 37-yard line. Straight drop, some time. Now McNeil steps up, still looking. He'll throw over the middle, and in and out of the hands. Bischoff had it, lost it. It looked like it was a little behind him, but I think Payne will come back saying, I should have caught it. And he would have been deep in Sturgis territory. Instead, it's incomplete. Second and 10 from the 37. McNeil doing a nice job of keeping it alive. And he might have been able to run for some yardage, but he kept looking down the field, scanning, and he did have Bischoff open. But it's second and 10 from the 37-yard line. Minute 43, clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Straight drop. McNeil will throw over the middle, pass in and out of the hands, another drop, this one by Leyendecker. A little low, but again, one that we should handle. Over there defensively for the Scoopers was Demetrius Daniels. Now Huron on a third and 10 on two catchable passes. We're down to a minute 38 to go in the third quarter. So potentially two down territory. We'll see what happens on the third down play first. Bischoff wide right, Moting in the slot with Ganey outside of him on the left. Just going to hand it off, and Caudill following Reno. Turns the 40, cuts back a grain inside the 30, spins forward. He may have the first down as Caudill was doing a great job of using his lineman. He was following Reno, following Martinez, and it is a first down. Caudill patient running down to the 26. Gain of 11, first down. Huron still got all three timeouts in their pocket. It'll be first and 10 from the 26. Huron again goes without a huddle here on first and 10. And inside handoff, Caudill cuts back against the grain. He's inside the 25, down to about the 23, gain of 3. And, well, right now, Strand still not burning that timeout. We're inside of a minute to go here in the first half. Gain of 4 on the play for Caudill. It'll be 2nd and 6 from the 22 or 23-yard line. 47, 46 seconds to go. Slot right, and the inside handoff, Caudill again, and he's going to be buried at about the 22, gain of 1. Now Huron will quickly take the timeout. That was swallowed up as, again, in on the stop, Caden Kettleson, who's had a nice game from that linebacker position for Sturgis. And going to be a gain of about 1 on the play for Caudill. I'm going to say, yeah, we'll go 1. Going to be 3rd and 5 with 37 seconds to go here in the first half. First timeout for Huron. We'll just keep it here, as I spent too much time talking. 37 seconds to go here in the first half. We're tied at 7. Huron driving and using their first timeout here of the first half. Check some scores at halftime. We'll talk about the Hall of Fame class. Again, Hall of Fame induction, the Athletic Hall of Fame induction and banquet is tomorrow. Starts at 5 o'clock at the arena. Cross country, boy, there's going to be a ton of people in town tomorrow for the Clyde Cotton Invitational at Broadland Creek. Last report earlier this week, 22 teams are running in Huron cross country. Two down territory now, I'm sure, here for Huron. As it'll be 3rd and 5 from the 21-yard line. And I think there might have been movement on Huron. Whistle came right as the ball was snapped. Or is this going against Sturgis? And, no, I think it is going to go on Huron. Yep, 5-yard penalty in Huron. 5th penalty, 40 yards, and again, that's, you know, those are the type of mistakes we're seeing from this Tiger team. That's going to knock us back to a 3rd and 10, back at the 21-yard line with 36 seconds to go in the half. 2 receivers right, 2 receivers left. Now what are we doing? Now the white hat stops play again for some reason. He and the umpire are having some sort of conversation. And now do we have a Sturgis timeout? Yep, Sturgis timeout. 36 seconds to go, first half. Tied at 7. We'll take a timeout. 30 seconds, 30 here on Dakota Sports.
Leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. T area leading Douglas 48-0 early second quarter. Yankton leading Pierce 7-0 the first. I think that score is kind of old, though. Spearfish leads Brookings 14-0. That's your Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. 3rd and 10 for Huron. Each team has used a timeout now. 36 seconds to go in the first half. Huron Tiger Marching Band lining up for their halftime show. Now the White Hat having a conversation with the Huron coaches. They want 37 seconds, so add a half second to the clock. Hey, every tenth of a second matters. 37 seconds to go here in the first half. Be 3rd and 10 for Huron from the Sturgis 21-yard line. Shotgun and McNeil, plenty of time. Now he's flushed out, turns the corner, and he'll look, and the ball deflected. It'll be 4th down. Was intended for Ganey, but it never got there. 4th down, and I would imagine Huron will go for it here on 4th down. I think McNeil wanted Ganey to go down the sideline. So 4th and 10, Huron will go for it from, actually the 26, I said the 21, I was mistaken, it's from the 26. And it's 4th and 10 from the 26 for Huron. 29 seconds to go in the first half. Huron can use the whole field. They have two timeouts remaining. Two receivers right. Gainey is by himself to the left. Now trips to the right on 4th and 10 for the Huron Tigers. And McNeil to pass. Here comes the rush up the middle. He's running and just throws it away. And the now we have a flag after the play. Looked like it came after the play anyway. I think McNeil got rid of it. Are they calling intentional grounding on him? Well, let's let the official tell us what he's doing. Yep, they call intentional grounding on here. Boy, he was out of the pocket. Well, I guess he's out of the pocket, but the ball still has to get to the line of scrimmage. So my guess is it didn't get to the line of scrimmage. So the drive ends on downs for Huron with 25 seconds to go in the first half, tied at 7. So what do you do on a... Okay, it's just decline, so Sturgis will take over first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. See if Coach Koleski wants to tempt fate here with 25 seconds left and on your own 26. That was a nice drive for Huron. Began with a Leyendecker interception, but stalls out at the 26. And it looks like Sturgis is going to take a knee. They will take the knee. And that should end our first half. Sturgis heading off the field. Halftime, we're tied. Huron 7, Sturgis 7. Timeout 2 minutes, then back with the half on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your doctor says surgery, but who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
FNBO is a great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family-owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at FNBO.com, member FDIC.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Oh, the burning of the H has commenced in the southeast corner of the field area, part of the homecoming tradition here. Right now they are introducing the homecoming court and their parents. Hall of Famers will be introduced as well. And like I said, it's going to be a long halftime. I'm sure this will be about a 20-minute halftime here with all the festivities going on for homecoming. Let's give you a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, some of our area scores. Game we have on over at KOKK. Woonsocket, Westington Springs, Sanborn Central leading Miller, Highmore, Herald 28-0 at halftime. Or I guess that's in the second quarter, not at halftime yet. DeSmit leads Woolsey, Westington 7-6. Avon 20, Hitchcock Tulare 6. That's some of our area scores tonight on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll check some of those other scores here as well, here as we go through it. Again, as I said, it's going to be a long halftime. Again, we're tied at 7 at half, Huron and Sturgis. Another two-minute timeout. We'll talk about the Huron High School Hall of Fame class for this year after this break. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
All scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Your doctor says surgery, but who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Halftime here at Tiger Stadium, and we're tied at 7. You're on Tiger Sturgis Scoopers. We'll get to our stats and the scoring coming up. Again, the halftime includes the introduction of our Huron Athletic Hall of Fame new members that will officially go in tomorrow. Standing ovation right now for Jackson Trandall, who's standing in for his dad, Josh, who died of ALS earlier this year. Josh didn't know he was going into the Athletic Hall of Fame before he died, so that was a good thing. But Josh Trandall, a top sprinter, not only at Huron, but also at Northern State University. He was an All-American sprinter at Northern State University. On top of that, Josh was an All-ASD Conference football selection as well, three-year letter winner in track. Tigers win two consecutive ESD Conference track and field championships and one runner-up. He won the 200 and the 400 as a senior at the state track meet and also anchored the 4x100-meter relay to a state title. The 4x2 placed second, Josh Trandall, an inductee. Also going into the Hall of Fame is, well, the guy I know the best of all of them down there, former head wrestling coach Dan McCarty. Coach McCarty coached in Huron for 30 years, head wrestling coach for 19. That's the longest tenure of a wrestling coach in Huron. He started off and his assistant was on the staff when Huron won their one and only state title in 1994. He coached the Tigers to second place at the state tournament in 2012, a pair of third place finishes in 09 and 13, fourth place in 08 and 2010, and also ESD Conference team titles in 2008 and 2011. He's already been inducted into the South Dakota Wrestling Coaches Hall of Fame and has won the ESD Conference Award of Merit. Going in as an athlete is Kim Puterbaugh-Herman, a 1990 Huron High School graduate. She was a dominant distance runner for the Tigers, both cross country and track and field. Huron Tiger girls cross country won state titles 1987 and 89. In between, they were runner up in 88. and they won three straight ESD conference titles in that time. And in track and field, Kim led the Tigers the ESD title in 88 and runner-up 87 and 89. Going back to cross country, she placed second, third, and fifth in three straight years of state cross country. Going in as a contributor, and this is where I wish Corky was here because he knows this guy best, Clyde Dillman, longtime bus driver for the Huron Tigers, going in as a contributor for his 50 years of contributions. He's received honors from about every level, school district, state, city, just all around for his availability and the miles that he put in. He never had an accident and estimated to have driven over a million miles transporting the youth of Huron. I know Clyde well. He's in the nursing home here. I don't believe he is going to attend the ceremony tomorrow night, but his daughters will be there. And finally, going in as a team, the 1973 boys basketball team. In many ways, that team underachieved during the course of the season, but they started to play well when it mattered the most. They went 16-8 on the season. They had, I believe, let's see if I do the arithmetic right, they had an 11-8 regular season, but then won their section, then won three games in a row, obviously, to win the state tournament. In the semifinals, they defeated the pre-tournament favorite, Sioux Falls, Washington. I thought they had the score here, but they don't. That put them in the state championship game against Yankton. And again, that's a legendary game for the fact that it had two of the tallest players in South Dakota history battling for the championship. Huron had 7-foot Brian Shanks, and Yankton had 6-foot-11 Chad Nelson. Those two guys had the headlines, but at the end of the day, it was Jim Stevens, who was 6-foot-8 himself, who made the winning basket, and Huron won that state championship over Yankton by a score of 54-52. Shanks and Harold Hill were selected to the all-tournament team. Both were named All-State for South Dakota. Rick Long, Harold Hill, and Shanks were a three-way tie for most valuable player for the team. Stevens was most improved. Long and Hill were the co-captains. Again, a state title, and in many ways, they were coached by Bob Judson. And another guy who helped coach that team, well, a couple guys you'll recognize, Leroy Pearson and Merv Bushy, were the assistant coaches on that team. And while they underachieved during the regular season, boy, they got on a run and won the state title back in 1973. And those are the Huron Athletic Hall of Fame inductees for this year. They'll be going in tomorrow night. Starts at 5 o'clock at the arena. There will be a banquet and then be some speeches there as well. I'm kind of assuming that 1973, I believe there's three scheduled to speak, and I think that's going to be very entertaining to listen to some stories there. Coach McCarty, that's again the one I'm most familiar with. And of course, well, with Josh Trandall, you know, it's just such a sad situation. Again, it is, it, you know, you feel a little better knowing he did know he was going into the Hall of Fame. But again, it was such a quick loss for Josh. He was, I think it was just about 13 months ago, he was diagnosed with ALS, and by the following February, he was gone. But his family will be there to represent him, and congratulations to the Trandall family and all the families in on the Huron High School Hall of Fame, Athletic Hall of Fame. Huron High School marching band on the field. We're tied at 7 here at half. Sturgis will get the ball to start the second half. We'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes. Come back and look at some of those stats next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Home truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Quinter Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.